Japanese New Year's by Cecilia Iwata. Every week before New Year's, my father's family and I make mochi, or Japanese rice cakes. In preparation to make mochi, my grandpa pours an entire sack of rice flour onto the dining room table. Then he washes and steams special sweet rice for about 20 minutes. After the rice is done steaming, he pushes a sticky heap into a machine so it can be ground and mashed to a smooth consistency, with not a single whole grain of rice remaining. After about 10 minutes, the rice has been ground and kneaded by the machine, and my grandpa pours it onto a floured cutting board to resemble a long roll of pastry dough. This is where the whole family gets involved. He takes a knife, sharper than a razor, and cuts the mochi into little hand-sized sections that look like square sandbags. Each member of my family, aunts, uncles, and cousins, take a piece and place sweet bean paste in the center, or shape it into a dome. Although, my younger cousins usually just get their hands sticky and make flour forts with the white dust. In the Japanese culture, presentation is everything, so we take the shiny part of the skin and face it upward. Lastly, we gather up all the mochi and make neat rows at the end of the table, like a little army of rice cakes. On New Year's Day, we eat the mochi with sugar and shoyu, or soy sauce, or we boil it and put it in soup. My aunts and uncles always warn you to chew it really, really well, or else you might choke on it because of how stubborn and sticky it is. We make mochi every year because our ancestors in Japan did. It is tradition, says my grandpa, and my family thinks that even in America, we will always be Japanese.